Track 6, Changing the Lens. In the last track, we discussed the ABCs of cognitive dissonance. In this track, we'll discuss the use of a positive focus as related to your children and adult dysthymic clients. Regarding creating a positive focus, I first explain to my client that where they focus their attention is their choice. As you can see, this technique complements the ABC technique presented in the previous track. I told Michelle, age 25, that the lens through which she views life is selected by her. Although the negative lens is apt to be the only one she's used in recent years, it's not the only one available. It'll take time, practice, and very small adjustments to change her focus. Obviously, she'll not be able to just look on the bright side as people have so often encouraged her to do. Instead, she must train herself to be aware of positive signs and to pay more attention to the positive feedback she receives from other people, her positive accomplishments, and so on. Michelle frequently indulged in unproductive thought patterns due to her depression. Michelle stated, "I see myself as unattractive, dull, and boring. I'm so convinced of this that when I attracted favorable attention, I'd call myself a fraud." Michelle claimed, "The only reason anyone would be attentive to someone as dull and boring as me is that I had somehow conned them into thinking I was interesting and appealing. So then I feel guilty and anxious. It's only a matter of time before Jerry, my boyfriend, will discover what I already knew to be true. Once he sees through me, he'll reject me." This assumption of Jerry seeing through her caused Michelle to feel panicked and depressed. Because Michelle focused only on the negative aspects of her situation and allowed these unproductive thoughts to control her, she robbed herself of her experience with Jerry that could have relieved her depressed mood. To help Michelle focus her thoughts, I suggested she keep a positive experiences diary. I suggested she obtain a pocket-sized notebook, one that was small enough to carry with her. In it, she was to record everything positive that she experienced, noticed, heard from other people, and accomplished. Everything, meaning whatever was not negative. She was to include things she accomplished that she might tend to take for granted, getting out of bed, getting dressed, driving on the freeway without having an accident, and so forth. It didn't matter that she might have been able to do something better or sooner. If she only did it, she was to write it down. She was to record any positive comments made to her, compliments paid to her, or respectful treatment given to her. Positives that she may not have appreciated lately, including courteous sales clerks, people who held doors open for her, or even the words thank you. Next, I told her to identify at least 2 positive aspects of her appearance daily. She needed to understand that she didn't have to be positively gorgeous or the next Nicole Kidman. If her socks matched, her hair was clean, or her earrings were attractive, then she should write it down. Finally, each day, I suggested that she try to notice 10 positives in the world around her. A news story about a medical breakthrough or a fundraising event, children playing together, the first sign of spring, someone helping an elderly person carry groceries down the street. Do you feel it would be beneficial if you were to tell your client, if you look for these things, you'll find them? Have you found that once your client starts to interpret life situations more accurately, there tends to be a change in their cycle of depression? Here's the pattern of changing the client's lens from a negative to a positive focus. 1. Realistic cognitions. 2. Increased hope. 3. Which increases self-esteem. And 4. Results in more appropriate behaviors which, 5. Begin to interact in a positively reinforcing system. Question 6. What are the steps in changing your depressed adult or child client's focus from negative to positive?